Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now we go to the hotline, though. We welcome in Mark Medina, USA Today NBA writer. Follow him on Twitter, at MarkG_Medina. He joins us on the show. Mark, thanks for joining us. We know it's a busy time. Playoffs are here. We can't thank you enough for the few minutes you got for us here, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
First up, Suns are a great story. Everybody loves them. How rare is it what Chris Paul is doing for this basketball team, not just on the floor but off the floor, what Phoenix has done so far throughout this postseason?
Well, it's been rare because a lot of times, during Chris Paul's playoff runs, it would come abruptly short because either he or another teammate would have an untimely injury. And look, he's dealt with shoulder issues throughout this playoffs, but he's usually been able to fight on the better end of it. And I think that has coincided with, the Suns were ready to take another direction and grow in leaps and bounds with their young roster. So, I know that Chris has had this legacy of, he's a playoff failure and he's underachieved. But I think more often than not, a lot of those things were more external circumstances than anything else. So if they wind up getting to the finals or winning the championship, I don't want to say that this kind of validates his legacy, but it's certainly something that's well-deserving.
Well, for guys like you, you cover the league extensively. You cover the history of it extensively. For guys like me who just fly in here and there when we're talking about football, baseball, basketball, whatever. Hey, rings culture, I think it does. I think if he wins this, I think it changes the way that people remember Chris Paul when it's all said and done.
Yeah, it should. It will. But, I think the rings culture is something that should be pushed back because, you look at someone like Jerry West, right? He won one NBA championship and lost a bunch of finals, but it was against the Boston Celtics, who were part of a dynasty. So, no doubt that's the ultimate prize, but a lot of times when you're looking at championship teams, a lot of it can be circumstantial. Now, at the end of the day, talent prevails, an organizational culture prevails, but sometimes it's just, luck of the draw, a misfortune or a fortune, and to then assign a player's legacy based off of those circumstances, I think are a little unfounded. Like, take Steve Nash, for example. He never won a championship during his career, but there's like no debate he's considered one of the best point guards of all time. So it will change his perception, but I don't think it should.
I totally agree, and I could go off on a great big tangent about it, but I know I don't have a lot of time here. So I think Tom Brady ruins it in football. I think that LeBron and MJ ruin it in basketball. You see baseball where some of the greatest players ever don't have rings. They only give out one a year. That's why they're special. So I totally agree with you, Mark. I really do. I got to move on to the Clippers. Down 0-2 in this series. Kawhi's been questioning the locker room here and there, especially during the last series. What do the Clippers got to do to jump back in this thing?
Well, they have to be more consistent. Unlike last year with their bubble underachieving, it's not like they're not playing up to their capabilities or their chemistry issues. But, the Utah Jazz is a real legitimate team, and they've been punching first, and the Clippers, to their credit, have been resilient, but they've had to, you know, play from behind all these games, and that expends a lot of energy. And so, you know, when you talk to the Clippers afterwards, they're saying, hey, we've been here before, down 0-2 against Dallas. We have a lot of fight left. And while I do trust that they're not going to all of a sudden yell 1-2-3 Cancun in the huddles, I don't think that they have enough to overcome this, because you look at history, no team has ever won multiple playoff series being down 0-2. And number two, the Jazz are a complete team from top to bottom. So barring, you know, any serious injury to Donovan Mitchell or Rudy Gobert, you know, this series is a wrap. You know, the Clippers may win game three or maybe, you know, win game four, but, you know, I can't see the series going anywhere beyond five games.
Did Nick Van Exel actually plan on having the Lakers go to Cancun together after the season, or was it just a reference? I've always wondered.
From my understanding, I certainly was. That's certainly before my time as a NBA writer. But from my understanding, knowing the history of the team and all that, that caused a lot of issues. So I don't think that was a rallying cry for everyone to join him. I think, from my understanding, he may have gone that on his own, but Shaq afterwards told Jerry West, you need to get his you-know-what out of here. So, I think it's safe to say that there are a good number of teammates that didn't decide to join him on that trip.
Mark Medina joining us on the show, USA Today NBA writer. I get a lot of fans who don't like the Nets. They don't like Kevin Durant. They don't like Kyrie. They don't like James Harden. I think every sport needs heels. I think every sport needs bad guys. Are the Nets good for the NBA if they win this whole thing?
Yeah, I think it's good for two reasons. One, they play really good basketball. You know, I have no rooting interest in any of these teams, so like, I just appreciate seeing good players play, and they certainly have a lot of talent. I think it's also good for the league that, you know, there's no way around it. People hate watch teams. A lot of people like the Miami Heat, but a lot of people dislike them. Same thing with the Golden State Warriors, and that does well for the ratings. And look, I'm a person that, you know, I'm not going to criticize player movement empowerment. Like, they're entitled to do whatever they want with their career, and you know, just like any employee is entitled to pursue whatever line of work they want and going for any sort of promotions or different opportunities. So I'm not going to begrudge that, but there's no way around it that I think part of kind of the animosity that some fans have toward that is them looking at, oh, these guys are just forming alliances and forming super teams. But it goes back to, you know, the original topic we're talking about with the ring culture. Like, if these guys are being evaluated with their legacy of, oh, how many championships did you win? Like, I can't think you can really fault them for them then trying to maximize their odds to win those titles. And, you know, look, when you're looking at the Nets specifically with James Harden and Kyrie Irving, I think that there are fair questions to be asked about their leadership. And I think James has shown that he's been willing to make the sacrifices to fit in. But with Kevin Durant, you know, I think one of the underrated things about him, both during his time with the Nets and the Warriors, is that he was a team player. I mean, he still showcased himself as one of the best players in the league, don't get me wrong, but he was able to do that while complimenting other all-stars on the floor, and I think that's something that should be more praised than criticized.
Mark Medina joining us here on the show. If Milwaukee wants to even up the series coming up tomorrow afternoon, what do they have to do?
Well, it helps if they replicate the Game 3 atmosphere and, you know, being able to hit timely plays at the end and maybe hope that Brooklyn screws up at crunch time with who's getting the ball on the final play. But I think the bottom line is, overall, they have to be more aggressive. Giannis has to be, you know, this both from a player standpoint and also a coaching standpoint, be putting himself in a position to succeed. And throughout, you know, these last 2 years in the playoffs, you know, I think Giannis and the Bucks coaching staff, they haven't always made the proper adjustments, where no one's questioning Giannis's talent, but, you know, teams scheme four stars in the playoffs, most notably, and you have to have a plan B, you have to have a plan C. So just running a high screen pick and roll for him all the time, it's not always going to work. So you have to have a fallback plan. And so I think if they're continue to be open to that, and you know, also giving Giannis some offensive help from whether Jrue Holiday or Chris Middleton, they at least have a chance. But even if they do that, it might not be enough, because the Nets, with or without James Harden, they have that much offensive depth to make up for it.
30 seconds. Mark Medina is with us on the show. 30 seconds. Will Space Jam 2 be a good movie?
I think it will be. I liked the first. I actually recently rewatched it after seeing it, you know, when I was a young kid. You know, it's fun. So I don't think it's going to win any, like, Oscar awards or anything like that, but it'll be a fun summertime movie to, you know, get back to the theaters for.
Mark, can't thank you enough for the time. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs, my friend. All the best.
All right, likewise. Same to you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.